Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we cannot stay away. And listen, I had no intentions on bringing you a Thanksgiving special, but the boxing gods have decided otherwise. This Thanksgiving morning, we were awakened by the news of a sleeping giant, should we call them? Because when we think of cash cows, you know, we think of Mayweather, Anthony Joshua, Saul Canelo Alvarez, Cotto, who's on his way out. But you just can't forget about good old Manny Pacquiao. And Manny has issued Conor McGregor a challenge. It's funny because you have to read into it. And I'm interested to hear what you guys think. So whether you call in at 1-425-569-5241 and discuss this breaking news topic with us, or whether you drop your thoughts on this topic in the comment section. But like I said, I was awakened this morning. Beautiful Thanksgiving morning. I'm watching the parade, and then I get the notification that Manny Pacquiao sends an exclusive happy Thanksgiving to at the Notorious One. And he says, stay fit, my friend. We all know that on Thanksgiving holidays, we like to eat, you know, but if you balloon in weight, it will be hard to make a fight. So just read into the line. Happy Thanksgiving at Notorious MMA. Stay fit, my friend, period. But the twist is yet to come, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is what sent me for a loop. I mean, hashtag real boxing match. You see how I waited, you know, I added that match kind of late. It's real boxing match. Hashtag 2018. He's obviously issuing a challenge, if not confirming negotiations that have already taken place. I mean, and if it isn't that, he's a real attention whore, let's just be honest. But I'm going to head on out to the Golden State, talk to Matt, the hipster hunter that woke up extremely early to get this news to you guys on this Thanksgiving special, Golden State.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
BoxingWiz.com. That's the hipsters here. Haters beware. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Remember to hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button, too. Because remember, the second we hit 60K, that Bob Arum interview is dropping. And since we are talking Manny Pacquiao, maybe Bob Arum talked about Manny Pacquiao in the interview. Just saying, maybe you want to tell a friend to subscribe to the Boxing Voice. And once we hit that 60K, Bob Arum interview drops. But yes, Conor McGregor versus Manny Pacquiao, or should I say Manny Pacquiao versus Conor McGregor. I don't know what to think of this. I don't know what to make of this. I don't know. You know, it is 7:30 a.m. No coffee. Maybe that is why I'm a little bit more just so confused by this. But it does make some sense. It makes sense if I'm Manny Pacquiao, especially. You look a little bit faded. If you're losing close fights to Jeff Horn, maybe you're not ready for or able to compete at the elite level anymore. You're looking for a last couple paydays for you. You're looking for big paydays. who's the biggest payday out there right now that's the easiest matchup and near your weight class? Well, that's Conor McGregor. And this has already sort of been, not say rumored, but this has been talked about. Like, McGregor has talked about fighting Manny Pacquiao before, so this is nothing new in that sense. Does Conor McGregor take it? I would say so. Does the UFC take it? Probably, because they want some more money. It's been one of the worst years in the UFC since the Zuffa takeover. And if I'm Manny Pacquiao, I'm not my best anymore. I want a big payday. This sort of makes sense in all the wrong ways. So I don't know what to make of this. I'm thoroughly confused and shocked.
Confused, or are you just staying as optimistic as possible since Mayweather-McGregor, you know, and you didn't think that would happen? So now this, you know, you don't want to be on the wrong side of this one again, or you know, or has Mayweather-McGregor made you more optimistic to these type of matchups?
Well, okay, to define optimistic towards these type of matchups, just them happening, right? Or the not necessarily I like these matchups, because I don't
The optimism of them happening, not that you like them. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, the hipsters and hardcores do not like these, what you guys like to call circus matchups. I'll be honest. I was very happy. I was very happy. When my AP sent me this, I said, oh, this is great. My best friend calls me, said, Ness, let's go get a haircut. I'm like, cool, but I got to do this show at 10:30 my time because McGregor and Manny might be fighting. He's like, what the hell? Oh, this is bullshit. They just abusing us now. I'm like, nah, this is good for our sport. This is gonna bring a lot of attention. Now the thing is,
Yes. Is the novelty already gone?
That's the thing. Well, I was actually gonna go that route, right? And it's a dangerous position for Manny Pacquiao to put himself in. Like you said, you and others consider him fading, and he already now has to. There's a standard. There's a standard that was set. Mayweather McGregor broke records. So now for you to come behind Mayweather and do that versus a losing McGregor, maybe the public is expecting for the numbers to do less and, you know, the press conferences not to be as flamboyant.
Of course.
But do we really want that? That's not what I want. If I'm going to get another McGregor show, I want all the bells and whistles. I want them all. I want to see it all again because that's what attracted me, and that's what I think is good for the sport. The fact that when McGregor fought Mayweather, so many eyeballs were on the sport. So I want the same magnitude for Manny Pacquiao and McGregor. I want, you know, everyone to be not as excited because they can't. And you know I rambled on there, but I got to ask you, what weight does this happen at? Like, is Manny going to do a 54 like he did with Margarito in his younger days?
No, I think the Stay Fit, my friend, is a – I mean, obviously, I don't think this is just Manny Pacquiao sending this tweet. I mean, if you really think fighters are sending their own tweets, let's be honest. They have somebody doing it, especially Manny Pacquiao. Somebody knows about Conor McGregor's career and history, and they want him to get probably back down to 147. Conor McGregor hasn't fought that low. He hasn't fought at 145 since the Aldo fight. So that's what, 2 years ago now. So you're looking at a guy that since 2 years ago has not fought below 154 pounds. So I if I'm Manny Pacquiao, I'm sucking him down. Absolutely. And if I'm McGregor, I'm most likely doing it because Pacquiao is a much more easier opponent than a Floyd Mayweather. Pacquiao is going to be a little bit more there to hit. Pacquiao's smaller. Pacquiao is much more faded. Pacquiao's chin is a little more suspect at this point as well. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
Realistically speaking, too, just watching how well – I know that there's the thought that Mayweather carried McGregor, right, and that he put all this money on himself in a 10th round. There's that theory, right? But for the people that do not, you know, live in that realm, McGregor did well versus our best. Pacquiao has shown plenty of vulnerabilities. He's coming off of a loss. You know, Jeff Horn, in your opinion, was a bigger guy, and that's why he caused so many problems. Imagine what Conor can do. And let me just be honest, you know, a win over Manny Pacquiao as your second career win, it can do wonders because
no matter what stage of Manny Pacquiao's career he's in, that's a big win.
Yeah, especially your second career fight. And not only that, Matt, like, this will be a pay-per-view. And if he wins, his next fight becomes a pay-per-view. And you know what? Just to throw more salt on the wound to all the people that don't want to see this, hey, man, I'd rather get this than Malignaggi. No disrespect to Malignaggi. He's my boy and all. But, like, I mean, Pacquiao's a bigger name. And, again, I just want eyeballs on the sport.
See, it's because you're coming at it from a perspective as purely a boxing fan. So you're thinking, I want Conor McGregor here because he does numbers here. He helps grow the sport here.
Yes.
I'm not thinking about it that way. Just to
How
be
are honest. You thinking about it?
I don't want to see Conor McGregor ever box again.
Why?
Because he's not a boxer.
But you sound like a hater. He did. He went 10 rounds with our best and didn't get busted up.
Hey, you know me.
He just showed that he needs to work out harder and get his stamina and endurance right.
You know my opinions about that fight. I went out on my shield against all the haters of that fight because I thought it was a really fun, entertaining fight. More entertaining and arguably competitive than a lot of other Mayweather fights. But I just don't want to see it. I want to see if you're your best in this lane, then go in your lane. If you're your best in this lane, then stay in that lane. And I think Conor McGregor is his best at MMA. I don't think he's his best at boxing. I don't want to see Conor McGregor versus Paulie. I don't want to see Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather too. I don't want to see Conor McGregor versus Manny Pacquiao. I want to see Conor McGregor versus Tony Ferguson. Go back.
Well, how about you go tell that to Bo Jackson? And anybody else that did.
I don't think McGregor's a Bo Jackson. I don't think he's a Bo Jackson.
Well, you don't know that. He fought Mayweather, bro. You're not even giving him a shot. Like, it's Mayweather. You can't beat Mayweather.
Hey, I just argued that he could possibly beat Pacquiao. I'm not saying I'm going to pick
him. So why are you mad? It's a legitimate fight at this point. Mayweather's next level, but Pacquiao,
It's the same reason why, even though, like, Michael Jordan was a very competitive baseball player in the minor league and maybe on his way to the majors, arguably, very loosely, you still want to see him play basketball because he was his best at basketball. You don't want, like, if Mayweather decided to go play golf and he was successful, I'd be like, nah, fuck that. Go fight Keith Thurman. Like, if that, like, that's what you're best at. It's the same thing here. Like, I just don't want to see potential mismatches. I don't want to see a circus fight. Just for the sake of
you. But again, if we're basing it off of his last performance, how could you call it a potential mismatch? He just did better than 90% of other Mayweather opponents. He being McGregor, did better than maybe 90%. And I mean, so how is this like a circus or a mismatch? I mean, if you can give me a reasonable argument, or a logical one, but I mean,
I'll put it this way. Who are you picking in this fight?
They said Block Ness. They didn't like that last day. Who am I picking in this fight? I honestly, and I'm not playing devil's advocate, how could you honestly say without a shadow of a doubt that you're picking little ass Pacquiao, okay, that got his ribs broken by Margarito, and yes, Margarito's more experienced, but it's still size and power. He got his ribs broken by Margarito when last time he fought at 51, not 54. And this fight will take place at 54.
What power in boxing have we seen from McGregor?
We haven't. All I'm saying, but we've also seen a deterioration in Pacquiao.
But it's not like he wasn't able to take Jeff Horn shots. I guarantee Jeff Horn can hit harder with boxing gloves on than Conor McGregor.
I don't know. That uppercut he landed on Floyd, I mean, there's plenty of IG clips of that.
I mean, and then you can look at all the other shots of him just, like, touching Mayweather and Mayweather's head not even moving. You know, like, those little tap-tap shots. Come on, like, we've seen that. Are we still forgetting that Manny Pacquiao is still a phenomenal boxer? His technique is up there with some of the best of his generation, if not the second best of his generation.
Listen, let's not be pessimists. Let's grow this idea. Where does it land? HBO? Is it HBO? Do they do an ESPN pay-per-view? Is it ESPN, not pay-per-view? Because it's MMA and McGregor, and ESPN is like, fuck it, we're going to give you the budget. It's McGregor and Pacquiao now.
Well, I mean, the UFC did reach out to Top Rank about acquiring Top Rank's fight library, I want to say like 6 months ago. Those negotiations failed. Manny Pacquiao is technically a free agent in terms of network. From my understanding of it, so he doesn't need to stay at ESPN. And I'll be honest, if it's Mayweather, I mean, not Mayweather, if it's McGregor versus Pacquiao, there's no way it's on regular ESPN. It has to be pay-per-view. I don't know if ESPN does a pay-per-view or if they piggyback off the UFC system. They could do that because the UFC has said they're going to.
But ESPN pays hundreds of thousands for football games. You're telling me that, I mean, excuse me, hundreds of millions for football games. You're telling me they can't pay a couple of hundred mil for Mayweather, Pacquiao, McGregor?
Good.
Again, with the advertisement of a live airing?
Again, I'm just saying there's different options. There's options on the table, I should say. And the UFC, definitely because they're starting boxing, they have talked about that. They have acquired boxing licenses. That's an option for them to just go that route, to their production system.
Shout out to Coach Mitty on the check-in. He says he's in the hotel room and listening to us via YouTube. And he says his only comment is that Manny is trying to be the new Rigondeaux. His social media use is getting better. You know, so that is true. I don't know, man. I wouldn't mind this happening again. I'm thinking about growing our sport. I'm thinking about us, you know, two guys that work this sport being busier in a world where we can cast a bigger net and rake back in some random fans. A lot of people, we hear the phone calls here on our own show, like, hey, yeah, no, I started watching since Mayweather McGregor. I found you guys like that. So that's all I'm saying, that fights like this, while the average and hardcore boxing fan get turned off, these are the fights that bring casuals to the sport. And then they fall in love with the Jermell Charlos and the Keith Thurmans and Errol Spence and Terrence Crawfords of the world, you know? But they first have to get here on that carrot that we're dangling, which is Conor and Pacquiao.
Tennis. Remember, that only happens if the fights are good. The reason why we got that effect with Mayweather and McGregor is because that fight was actually entertaining. Like, the reason why we didn't get it with Mayweather Pacquiao is because that fight sucked. Well, if this fight sucks, there's always that option.
Yeah, but Mayweather's defensive-minded, so Pacquiao Mayweather sucked because of that. I mean, Pacquiao McGregor, that can't. Really quick on a check-in, coming in from the UK. Yo, Ness, Matt, what's up? What do you guys think about Amir Khan versus McGregor? I don't want to really sidestep the topic, but Amir's not bigger than Pacquiao is how I'll end that.
And it's a tougher fight.
Yeah, well.
Just because of the size. Amir Khan can more likely match McGregor for size, match him for speed, and all those other factors.
If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget that me and Matt really eat off of you hitting that thumbs up. So it's like, oh, wow, Matt, we got 500 thumbs up. I feel good today. I'm not going to go and sit in a corner and cry because we did a 2-hour show and only 30 people thumbs it up. So that's not what we want to do. So just make sure you hit that thumbs up. If you see it gray, it should be blue.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the Thanksgiving thing because I eat, you know. I thought you were going to go that way. You went in a very different route right there.
Yes, very East Coast Ebonic slang urban talk. Eating means getting money, you know, means like being
I understand that. I just thought, you know,
we out here, we trying to eat, you know what I'm saying? We want them views. We want to eat, you know what I mean? So hit that thumbs up button, share the show. I mean, it is the morning, right? No matter where you guys at, it's the morning. We're in the UK and it's a holiday and we're bringing you this breaking news, what it really is. Manny Pacquiao just tweeted this out. Listen, Matt, no need to go back and forth unless you got any other things. I guess we wrap up final thoughts, get to a couple of callers, give them their opportunity, and enjoy some turkey.
Very quick thought before we get to the callers. I just don't know what we want as a boxing fandom. Do we want just big, short money events where we hope that it attracts casuals? Or do we want to start investing in our current champions, our the Keith Thurmans, the Errol Spence, the Deontay Wilders, Anthony Joshua's, the Mike Garcia's, the Terrence Crawford's? Do we invest our promotional money and time on them or these events? I think we have to pick one.
No, I think that we do both. We invest on these events again because these are that metaphorical large net being cast in an ocean of, you know, poor boxing fans swimming without a navigational compass. They don't know where to go. But their radar always seems to hone in on the superstar. So we give them two superstars. We dangle what they want in front of them. We fold our hands and hope that we get a good undercard so that some of these other struggling fighters that have the talent, like a Terrence Crawford, Lomachenko, those guys end up on undercards of these type of fights and receive some of that, hopefully, residual fandom. It's always about growing. And I think really this is the way to grow. I know that you would rather put marketing dollars into someone that isn't known and make him known. That's really hard.
It is. It is hard. But
and probably more expensive as well than just making a big fight and putting that guy on the big fight's undercard.
Not necessarily. Depending on what you're trying to, like how much you're investing, like to put a Errol Spence or Keith Thurman or Deontay Wilder through the media circuit, through the late night circuit, costs very little compared to putting on a international press tour. Just being honest. And again, it's all about short money versus long money, you know, like long-term money. Investing in current prime champions could be that. This could just be short-term. But again, just difference of opinion. We have no idea. Because one thing we can agree on is that Mayweather-McGregor was good for the sport. That did bring in some fans. It did.
And that's why I believe that I need to get behind this one, because I think it will do the same. Shout out to Eric Cruz in Texas, always being generous and sending us a super chat and a happy Thanksgiving, TBV. Thankful to finally have linked up in person with TBV. So thank you for the message. Enjoy your holidays out there in Texas, brother. And thanks for the Super Chat. Thank everybody that continues to support us on Super Chat and on Patreon to make sure that we continue to do this the way that we do. I mean, look, again, it is Thanksgiving and we're here early in the morning. The minute the news breaks, we want to be breaking it to our, you know, faithful listeners for sure. I'm going to go ahead and go out to the sponsors and get to some of these callers. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Thanksgiving special. Manny Pacquiao back in the news. Big fight.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Guys, you need show, you need amazing show, just call me. I'm stay here. I'm ready for everybody.
The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Shake it down. Hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree with it.
I mean, happy Thanksgiving, brother. What's going on?
Likewise, man. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Thank y'all for taking this time. I'm going to educate the young hipster on something right quick, Matt. You can't be oppositional to this fight. First of all, I think it's a good fight because when you come in fighting against the best, you do okay. Then you go in against, I guess, what some would consider to be the second best of this era. You're challenging the best right away. And in the true tradition, Mr. Hunter, the UFC was created for fighters of different disciplines to measure themselves against each other to create this ultimate fighter, UFC. So when you're in opposition to this type of match, you're going against the spirit of what you breed. So I just had to throw that at you right quick. I'm not going to hold up the show. You know I always drop a jewel. First one here, last one to leave. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. That's my call.
Yes, there was that spirit back in the 1990s. And then they made rules. And then it became a sport. And that nature of it changed. Now you have MMA as a style. MMA is a style. It's not just, oh, you have a jiu-jitsu guy. Oh, you're a kickboxer guy. That day is long gone. You look at the UFC, now it's all MMA guys. And Conor McGregor is a MMA guy. He should be fighting in MMA, not boxing.
Matt, is there maybe a little bit of you that is disappointed? Maybe, you know, with Ronda Rousey failing and Gina Carano, now McGregor leaving or seeming to be more interested in boxing. Are you, as a split MMA fan and probably secretly and unbeknownst to us, more of an MMA fan upset and like, oh, Conor belongs in MMA, and that's where you want him because you know that's a failing sport.
It's not failing. When you're getting a $200 million deal, you're not. $200 million a year deal from a network, that at least you're not a failing sport. I'm sorry.
$100 million a year when you did $100 million in a fight, and that's not pay-per-view numbers. I think he's ready.
You understand that's just a TV network deal. That's not pay-per-view numbers. Anyways, let me finish my point. Because we all know Top Rank, Golden Boy, everyone else is not getting $200 million a year from ESPN. Let's just be fucking real. Anyways, I think Conor McGregor, I'm upset with Conor McGregor never defending his title. He has never once defended a title in the UFC.
Superstars don't defend. They do what they want.
That's true. The superstars can do whatever the fuck they want. And if you're an MMA fan, you know what I mean when I say we're in the McGregor era, where people just do what they want with your star and you try to make money. Because MMA is definitely becoming more like boxing in that way. Again, I just want him to defend his title. I think any boxing fans should want that. Imagine a Mikey
Garcia. Why should a boxing fan want Conor to defend his MMA titles? Matt, stop it.
No. I think a boxing fan should understand a champion should defend his title and not vacate and not move up weight classes, move down weight classes, or just look for big fights. I think any boxing fan would understand that sentiment. We had Canelo Triple G. Come on. Like, that was recent memory. So that's my take on it. It has nothing to do with, oh, like, the spirit of MMA. No, fuck that. It's a sport. Boxing's a sport. MMA is a sport. Separate. There we go. Move on.
Conor plays for both sides of the field. Let's go out to Orlando, Florida. Jay, what up?
Nothing much, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving real quick, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
Matt, I don't know why you are like sort of like coming on Conor's name. Like when Conor didn't call out Manny. Manny called out Conor. So nothing that necessarily Conor could have done in this position to prevent this. And actually, this is actually working out for you guys better because if you think about it, it used to be what Ronda Rousey, Conor McGregor used Floyd Mayweather's name to get out there. Now you got basically our second biggest star of this decade calling out Conor. So that kind of shows you the position of where Conor is in and how he controls the media and where he's at. So that's one of the reasons why I kind of don't like this, because it's kind of like before when Floyd was being called out by them, UFC people had to use it. Now UFC people that follow them can be like, you know what? We're way bigger than you guys. Manny Pacquiao wants to fight him. Conor's not begging to fight him. That's one of the reasons why I'm kind of not digging this fight. And also, too, you know, I'm just kind of tired of these older fighters. Like, I want them out of there. And, I mean, I haven't talked to anyone that's been like, oh, yeah, you know, I started watching boxing since the Floyd thing, this and that. I kind of feel like they stick around. But you guys do this every day. So you guys know if you guys have seen an increase. And that's just basically to me, like, you guys feel like it's been an honest increase of people that have started watching since the Floyd and Conor fight, or do you feel as though those guys always just watch big fights and now like they're just kind of watching just the bigger fights? Or do you feel like they made those guys?
No, there was an increase.
You had some MMA people who were just MMA now look at boxing differently. I don't know how big of a percentage that is. That could be 5%. That could be 10%. Whatever that percent is, there was an increase. Yes.
All right, cool, man. Well, I'm definitely good with that, man. Anything that grows a sport that doesn't harm it, I'm okay with it, man. That's all I got for you guys. On to the next one.
All right, Jay. Well, thanks for calling in. Well, this was a quick update. It is Thanksgiving. For those that are still around, we love you. But we got to get to our own lives. And Manny disrupted that for a minute. It was good for me. I guess Matt didn't like the Manny bad alert that he got in woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
I did not like
it. I mean, I understand. If I woke up tomorrow and Floyd said he was going to do MMA, I'd be pissed off too. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, Matt. Look, again, my final thoughts are whenever two big names can get together in the sport that I love, and, you know, for new listeners, guys have been listening maybe a month, 2 months, a year, 2 years, Ness doesn't watch any other sports. Like, I've literally never watched any other, like, playoffs or Super Bowls or home run derbies, none of that shit. So, like, two superstars like Manny and McGregor getting together on Thanksgiving Day to tell me they're going to fight, yeah, I'm fucking happy. Why? Because I was watching Devin Alexander, Walter Castillo Tuesday. Isn't the quality of Manny Pacquiao and McGregor 10 times the quality of that show? So I'm always going to be happy because I consume all boxing. Some are better than others, and some mean more than others. You know, some help the sport grow differently than others. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Remember to be thankful and give a little to your neighbor, I guess. I don't know. I tried to say something cool there, but it didn't work out. Matt, take it away.
That failed epically. Final thought. I don't know what to make of this. Again, I'm an MMA fan and I'm a boxing fan. 100%. I've always been admitted of that. But I don't like the two sports mixing. I don't like the two sports combining because I think the fandoms are so universally separated. Like, they hate each other. Like, the build-up to McGregor versus Mayweather was some of the worst times in my professional career in terms of just dealing with the fans. I don't want to go back through that. I don't have to go back dealing with the casuals and telling them you can't throw a spinning back kick or a Superman punch in boxing. You can't throw a spinning back fist in boxing. You can't do all this stuff.
They learned the rules.
Oh, no. You don't think they're going to come back and say the same stuff and say McGregor's left hand cemetery, he's going down in a round. You know, like, I'm over that.
I think a lot of those wildly erratic Conor fans got a taste of reality, and they'll be more down to earth this time around.
Dude, Conor McGregor's already lost to Nate Diaz, and he got tapped out in the second round. And they were still here when he fought a 49-0 boxer. Come on, man. No, the Conor fanatics are worse than Spence fanatics, worse than the Joshua protectors. They're worse than everyone. Okay, that's a different type of zealot right there. Again, Conor McGregor, go back and fight Tony Ferguson. Tony Ferguson, get it over with. You know, unify that division.
You see, look, I'm a casual, obviously, to MMA. You're saying Tony Ferguson like three times. I have no clue who he is. And because I thought Mayweather got rid of McGregor, I don't even have the who the fuck is that sound guy soundbite like on hand because it's like, yo, that's it. That era is over. But I was wrong. It's back. I got to get my soundbite and dust it off now. I don't know where it's at, though. Because I got rid of it, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, bro, who the fuck is Tommy Ferguson, and why you keep talking about it? Nobody cares about him.
Did you call him Tommy Ferguson? That's great. If you did, that's amazing.
What's his name?
Tony Ferguson.
Tony, Tommy, same shit.
Anyways, Manny Pacquiao, go retire. Go be a senator in the Philippines. Go live out your life. You made millions. You're good. You're good.
Man, you sound like you hate. And
I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Yo, this is for Matt. For everybody that wasn't feeling Matt's energy today. Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it.